All right, everyone. As many of you know, I spent this morning in the ER, so I'm not really 100% right now. I've pretty much decided the results of the tournament. Instead of doing this like I did last time, where I really broke it down, I think just because of the circumstances, I'm just going to run through and I'm going to touch on with the people who submitted entries that are different from the ones from round one. If you submitted one for round one and you kept it the same, you obviously know what you did already and what you need to work on. But this is for people who submitted new entries that, you know, I can give some advice to. So, I will start off. I gotta get my list here. I'm gonna try and work backwards at the moment. Alright, East Wolf versus Allie. Straight up. Both of you relied on the same pieces in the first round, yet one of you made changes and the other didn't. This is pretty much the decisive factor, I think, on this one. Allie, I have to give you the win, solely because you listened to what I had to say and you did make some corrections. What I meant by colloquialisms is the use of the, I don't know, the Eddists endings, you know, those old medieval terms. It's great to add while speaking it out loud. And I know that's what you mean in this piece, as that's what you said in your email, but to a reader it can be distracting sometimes. I think it's overused a little bit. You know, it's fine to have it, you know, kind of intermittently thrown in, but there was one paragraph in particular, I don't know, it was like one of those like two sentence paragraphs where it was just like four or five of them in two sentences. That's a little overboard. You gotta bring it back a little bit. What I would like to see for the third round is something new, because looking over the same thing twice, quite frankly, bores the hell out of me. You know, I'm not an editor in any way, shape, or capacity, so to me, reading it over again, it, you know, I need spice, I need flavor, and some people did take the time to write new pieces, and I think to take it to the next level, both of you have to come in with something completely new. You may not have that option, that may not be available, but that's what I would like to see if you can pull it off. Anyway, that's how it stands right now, so see you later, you goddamn hippies! And Alexi, the one thing that you cannot do is write in run-ons, and I'm dead serious on this one. Almost every single sentence in your piece was a run-on. And, you know, it's like I've said to people before, don't be afraid to spread the wealth. You got to go into that description, fine. You know, don't be afraid to spread the wealth with periods. You know, you got to make sure that every sentence is one clear thought. I mean, a clear thought can have multiple parts, but a lot of times in your piece, you just went off and, like, you know, one sentence was like five or six lines on the screen. I'm like, wow. This is huge, and then it just happened over and over again. You gotta make sure that you spread the wealth of what you're trying to write, because that makes it easier for us to understand later on down the road. Alien Boy, much better this week. Your piece had a plot that was sensical. The one thing that I don't really like is that you have a tendency to list descriptions. You don't really let it, you know, mesh with your piece. You just kind of say, well, here's something about the person, here's something about the person. And some people like that style, but I think it's much better and just shows your skill as a writer if you can incorporate that into the actual story and not just list the facts. So that's something that you can work on down the road. All right, Zombie, you're up next. One of the problems I had with your piece is that, you know, you have all these ideas in your head, but they're not really unique. I mean, you're describing things, you're plugging years in, you're paying a good deal of attention to detail, but the stuff you're writing right now is just so, I don't know, played upon before. I don't want to say cliche, because that's just not the right word, but, you know, I feel like I've been here before. I feel like I've done this sort of thing. You know, when you want to give me a piece of the living dead, I don't want to, you know, hear about a family, you know, driving around. I want to see, you know, fucking, you know, dripping organs and shit. You know, I wanna be blown away with a description of death. Not, you know, there's a shotgun blast. You know, I mean, like, this is a good point when, you know, when she heard a shotgun blast coming from downstairs, I would have done something like, you know, uber description of the ballistics, just like piercing, you know, dead tissue and sending, you know, chunks of flesh everywhere. You know, something like just absolutely crazy. Something absolutely crazy. And I felt this piece, you know, you have the plot, you have an idea of what you want to do, but you seriously just need to take it to the next level and wield it into something that's your own. Because until that happens, you know, you're just playing upon ideas that have come before. You gotta do something new. You gotta do something out there. Funkety fresh. You know, so for next time, try to give me something that is just like, blow me away. Don't go like crazy, like over the top, you know, like something you'd see on like fucking Sven Gulli or something. Give me something that is like hardcore. I want a hardcore piece from you. I want to see it happen. Make it happen, because I know you can. Mr. Alpha Bravo. Your poem, huge turnaround. Huge, booming turnaround. Expect a nice rise in the rankings this week. Very well written. Very descriptive. You had it on. You had the, you know, the real life connections going on. I know there's a word for that, but you know what? I'm much too lazy to look it up. Keep it up. Keep blowing me away. Make sure, though, with poetry, that you don't fall into a theme deal. Because if I get another poem from you and I feel that it's the same thing, I'm just going to be like, this doesn't work. I keep it up. Keep, you know, bringing me new stuff. And you have a real shot at going all the way and getting back into this thing, even with a first round loss. So you definitely turned it around. I really don't know anything wrong with this poem. It looks very nice. It looks very good. I will hope, though, that you do bring me something new for the next round, just because reading the same thing over and over again is pretty fucking boring. So, keep going. You're definitely on the right track. You definitely have a real shot. Welcome back. Maki, this was the piece that I was waiting for. The amount of editing you put into this was ridiculous. It was awesome. I really couldn't find anything wrong grammatically. At least, I mean, no spelling errors at all. You finally got your stuff together, and now I'm able to read your work for what it is and not be distracted by errors all over the place. But there are still things you can do. I know there are things you can do, and the primary of these is I think you became almost too obsessed with the editing. I mean, this was the first time that I was really able to see your writing, and you have a bunch of ideas, and like, this story was really fucking good. But, the one thing you do that I would like to see you improve upon is taking your sentences and, you know, kind of, you know, plugging in some description. I saw a lot of really, really short sentences that normally I would say would kind of lean towards a loss. But in this case, the improvement you made as opposed to your opponent was so great it just could not be ignored. I was like, what should I do? And I mean, you earned this win on the fact that you improved so much and you finally opened up. This is a piece that says, you can fucking do it. You can do it. You can, you know, take it and you can work with it. And the only thing you have to do now is just take it to the next level. And I know you can, and I know you will. So try to be a little bit more descriptive. I know you can go the whole way now. You have opened up, so work on it and kick its ass. Isabel, much better this week. I'm very impressed. You definitely brought a new level and stepped up the game plan and had a clear, concise story, and it shows that you listen. You brought something new to the plate, and the amount of time you spent editing it shows. One thing that really stands out, actually it's two things, but they're related to the same problem, is you have a lot of weak clauses like when-if statements modifying, you know, some other event. that happened a little bit too much in your piece. Three sentences in a paragraph out of five, about had that same structure. And if you keep repeating that structure, the story gets monotonous. And you can't have that, because then the interest just kind of dies out. You want to keep spicing it up, keep the flavor going. The other thing that happens is, and this is kind of the second part of the problem, is that when you do that, I did notice some subject to modifier errors. Like, there were some modifiers that I think might be talking about another subject when they're not. So you have to make sure that those modifiers clearly describe the thing that you want it to, and there's no chance for there to be any confusion, because if there is, the person's take on a story can be altered. And especially in my case, if I notice it, then I have to go back and start reading it again to figure out what I missed. Very, very, kind of bad. Not that the piece was bad, the piece was very good, but that specific problem can be a very big issue for some writers. But you stepped it up, step it up again, and you're going to go places. KDK, I liked your piece. Definitely the reference to Chicago. Automatic props for that reference, because I am from Chicago, the best city ever. So that was appreciated. Make sure you know your quotation capitalization / grammar rules, like that quote, when you leave it lowercase, when you don't. Always a problem for people. Make sure you know it. One of the things that I didn't quite like is how there was separation between, one-liners. I know that might be a Gaia thing, but it would be great if you could actually, condense that into, a single, paragraph, not split them up. Because generally when you have a space between, small lines, you're talking about a change in place. And generally your shows just, indent and move on and keep them, just the next line down, not two. But I can kind of tell just by the fact that there was no indentation that you probably wrote it on Gaia and then just took it off. The other thing is, you have the habit of putting stuff in a single sentence, like a one-word sentence. That's not very good, and that actually shouldn't happen. And you should definitely try to figure out, maybe use like a hyphen, like the hyphen brackets that kind of substitute for commas, but they're a little bit more official. Like, for example, the sky is a pale, moist gray, heavy watercolor, you think. That is all flowing. And I mean, I know it's kind of hard because it definitely is almost like a stream of consciousness thing. But when you put one word in a sentence, that doesn't sit well. Use the ellipsis, use a hyphen, use something other than a period, because a period designates, a specific, subject verb. And in some cases, that wasn't there. So you got to make sure you keep that, or else people are going to look at it and be like, well, wait, what is going on here? And it kind of distracts from what you're trying to do, which is to paint this picture, which was done very well. So you want to make sure that it's ready to go and it is kicking ass extremely, so that I'm not distracted from what you're portraying, which is the writing killer, I guess you could speak. But this piece was very good, and it was very original, and it definitely, definitely edged out in this round of destruction. But anyway, that's my comments on that one. Whoop-dee. You have the descriptive edge when you write a piece, but you definitely have to be careful about certain grammatical things. And also, you have a habit of ending in prepositions, which, not such a big deal, but every time I see it, it just eats at me a little bit. Other than that, you had a phenomenal piece, but it just didn't attract me, the same way that KDK's did. There was definitely, it came down to one of those good old, entertainment sort of battles. I just couldn't get into the message you were trying to convey. So you have to make sure that the message reaches out to the audience that you're writing for. I mean, I know that really sucks. Like, I would never, I don't write my shit, for someone else. I mean, that's why you don't see me entering my book into any contest, because I'm not writing for someone. But if you're submitting to quote unquote publisher, then you have to make sure that it's kind of fine tuned in a way that will attract the audience you seek to find. And in this case, you didn't attract my attention to the point where I sat there and said, well, this is a winning entry. So that would be my advice, to make sure that you have, a nice, entertaining value piece, because that is what will set you apart in the long run, and that's the way to go. Days! Your piece was written very well. However, just like KDK, you tend to have these, one-word sentences that I don't think you really know if that's the right way to punctuate it. I'm not really sure if this rule is new or something, but when I learned it, generally in those instances where you have a one word break, it's better to go with a hyphen or a hyphen pair, or even if it's more of a continuance stream of conscious thing, it might also be good to use the ellipsis. Either way, that is probably the biggest problem I had with your piece. Other than that, you definitely put a lot of time into your work, and I can tell that you edit very well, because, I didn't really find anything other than that was that distracting or incorrect. But the problem, that was a big problem, though. The one sentence, not the one sentence, the one word sentences, the two word sentences that aren't really sentences. If you want to pause, I suggest going to the hyphens. Or maybe even an ellipsis stream of conscious sort of thing, because it really detracts when I sit here and I'm like, why is there a period here? Why is there a period? It just doesn't make any sense. And definitely look at that, try to figure it out. Other than that, you definitely busted out a piece that, has that meaning incorporated into it. And definitely, people don't just like to read stuff that doesn't touch them or talk to them or speak to them in some way, and you definitely have that. But I would seriously look back and try to get that disjointed fragments into something a little bit more concrete and flowing. Sometimes you want to try something new, and you did, and in a way it helped, and in a way it didn't. So take that into account for the next round. Try to make something a little bit more, I wouldn't necessarily go back and say, write something like you have in the past, where it's like some really, really long story. But, try to take, almost in this sort of short story format, and try to make it, a solid piece, like water. You want it to be like water, just waving, a little ripple here and there, but not really disjointed. I think getting rid of those disjoints will help you a lot. All right, Ivy, you were the last person to submit a new piece, not chronologically, but the last one I got to. Either way, this battle between you and Wander put me up in a position that I've never really been in before, because in a way, I feel like your piece was a step back from your round one entry. It took me a while to get into it. In fact, I had to sleep on it to decide, because it was really, really close. I had to sit there, and something about your piece just ate at me. I don't know what it was. It was well written. You write insanely well, and you know that. I've told you that, countless numbers of times in the, multiple entries you've submitted stuff to me. So you write well, but for some reason, something about this piece just felt empty to me. It was a little disjointed. But then, the thing that brought me back was the fact that I was still thinking about it the next day. And whenever that happens, that's a lasting impression that a piece leaves to me. And there are times when I write, when I feel like I'm completely disjointed from the world, and I'm put into, another sort of reality. So, to me, this piece spoke to me, but I think it took a while to sink in. And it definitely did take a while to sink in. And that was what was kind of turning me off, is that this isn't a piece that people can just grab onto and really take. It's one of those things where they'll read it and they'll probably be like, well, it's not her best piece that I can think of, and yet, 24 hours later, you know, after sitting through an ER, they're still thinking about that particular piece, which says a lot. However, the reason why it was a challenge is because Wander, unfortunately, did not have time to make a new piece. So she didn't have time to write anything, but in a way, I didn't see a large amount of improvement, so I had to base it off of, well, should I do it off of which piece is straight stronger, or should I do it off the portfolio in general? And at first, I was kind of leaning towards Wander on this one, because I think in terms of a one-on-one basis, her piece from the first round was a little bit more descriptive and a little bit more detailed. However, after the day went on, and I thought about it some more, I really saw the internal meaning of your piece come to life. So, that said, try to make sure that in your next round, you make your work show your point a little bit more. I don't know, I want to say forcefully, but that's probably too strong of a word. Just make it more at the forefront, because you know, it was kind of spread out in some places, you know, the one-liner paragraphs and stuff. Try to put that description in there and put a little bit more into it, especially with dialogue. There's nothing wrong with describing things in dialogue. So try to put that in there. I think it'll bring it to the next level. This was really, really close. In fact, so close that even with the win loss between this one, between you and Wander, like the result of that, the rankings overall did not change in the top two. That's how close it was. So that said, try to make it better. Now, special announcement for people. Initially, this was going to be a double elimination contest. There are some of you with two losses. Now, you have a choice. At this point, I think a lot of you with two losses have either had a lot of stuff on your plate and have not been able to write any more pieces and improve, or you have written new pieces and improved tremendously, but you just haven't made it there yet. I am going to keep you in if you want. I will keep putting you in matches, especially with each other. So if you want to stay in and you want to improve, this is up to you. If you want to withdraw, tell me. You know, I decided actually what the prizes are going to be. You know, I got some letter. I have about 40K in gold, and I have a Staff of the Angels. The first prize is obviously going to get the Staff of the Angels. Then, between the last two, one of them is going to go to the runner-up, and the last one is going to go to the most improved. So, you have two losses. You probably don't have a shot at the first place. Not going to lie to you. It would be very hard to work back from, you know, an 0-2, 1-2, to, you know, three straight wins, domination. It would be hard to do that. And so, I don't want to, like, down you or anything, but I've seen tremendous improvement in all of your writing just in the last couple of weeks. I mean, it's amazing. Like, this contest has only been going for 6 weeks. I've already seen a lot of people attempt to make changes. Some people haven't made a lot of changes, but, you know, enough to be noticed and enough to show to me that, hey, people here actually give a fuck, which doesn't happen very often. So, that said, if you want to stay in, tell me. Just tell me, and it will be set up and ready to go. Other than that, I'm not really going to say all the results here. You can see them at the bracket thing at the top. I'm going to upload that right now so everybody's on the same page. And I'll try to post the next things, the next matchups, as soon as I can. Round 3, here's the question. It's the 13th of June. It's the 13th of June. I can either make it do July 1st, or I can make it due the following week. Personally, I'd say July. Actually, you know what? Let's make it easy. Let's say July 4th, because I have that day off, and then I can do the recordings. So, turn to me before July 4th. So, I'd say have it done by July 1st. I know some of you are going on vacation, but it will be turn-inable. I just made up a new word. until July 4th. That is the words of the Wingness. Peace out. I will see y'all later. You goddamn hippies.